Ajaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Daya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Daya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we are reading from the Satchitananda-charitamrita 20 and text 346. And the title of the chapter is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the absolute truth. There are a few verses with no purport. This I will read one of the verses and I go immediately to the translation. Jayam kriteya yam janae stretayam dvaparechayam yat apnoti tat apnoti kalo sankirta keshavam. The translation. Whatever is achieved by meditation in Satya Yuga by the performance of Yakya in Treta Yuga or by the worship of Krishna's lotus feet in Dwarpa Yuga is also obtained in the age of Kali simply by chanting the glories of Lord Keshava. 347. Those who are advanced and highly qualified and are interested in the essence of life know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali because in this age one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goal simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is a translation and it's very small. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.36 spoken by the great sage Karabajani Rishi, one of the nine Yogendras. The sage was informing Maharaj Nimi about the people's duty to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to different processes in different yugas. 48. As stated before, when I describe the incarnations of the material modes, guna avatars, one should consider that these incarnations are also unlimited and that no one can count them. 349. Thus I have given a description of the incarnations of the four different yugas. After hearing all this, Sanatana Goswami gave an indirect hint to the Lord. Sanatana Goswami had been a minister under the Nawab Hussain Shah, and he was undoubtedly as intelligent as Brihaspati, the chief priest of the heavenly kingdom. Due to the Lord's unlimited mercy, Sanatana Goswami questioned him without hesitation. And then we get the verse from today. And the Sanskrit verse is on the board. Maybe we can sing that together. Adik sudra jiva muni nitsa nitsa chara. Kemane yani baya kalite kanafatara. Adik sudra jiva muni nitsa nitsa chara. Kemane yani bi kalite konafatara. Atik sudra yiva muni nitsa nitsa chara. Kemane yani bi kalite konafatara. Atik sudra iva muni nitsa nitsa chara. Kemane yani bokalita kona fatara. Atik sudra iva muni nitsa nitsa chara. Kemane yani bokalita kona fatara. Atik sudra iva muni nitsa nitsa chara. Ke mane ani bakali te kona fetara. Atik sudra ifa muni nicha nicha chara. Ke mane ani bakali te kona fetara. Very nice. Atik sudra ifa muni nicha nicha chara. Kemane ani bakali te kona fatara. Matadish, please. Atik sudra iva muni nicha nicha chara. Kemane ani bakali te kona fatara. Next one. Hari Bhakti, please. Atik sudra iva muni nicha nicha chara. Kemane ani bakali te kona fatara. Very good. Jai. Okay, we do the word for word translation. Ati. Very. Ksudra. Unimportant. Insignificant. Jiva. Living entity. Muni. I. Nicha. Low. Nicha achara. Having very abominable behavior. Kemane. How. Yaniba. Shall I know. Kalite. In this age. Konafatara. Who is the incarnation? Translation. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sanatana Goswami said, I'm a very insignificant living entity. I'm low and poorly behaved. How can I understand who is the incarnation for this age of Kali? Please repeat. Sanatana Goswami said, I am a very insignificant living entity. I am low and poorly behaved. How can I understand who is the incarnation for this age of Kali? The purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This verse is very important in reverence to the incarnations of God. At present, there are especially many rascals prevalent in India who proclaim themselves incarnations of God or goddesses. Thus, they are fooling and bluffing foolish people. Sorry. On behalf of the general populace, Sanatana Goswami presented himself as a foolish, low-born, poorly behaved person, although he was a most exalted personality. Inferior people cannot accept the real God, yet they are very eager to accept an imitation God who can simply bluff foolish people. All this is going on in the age of Kali. To guide these foolish people, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answers the question as follows, and that is coming next week. And we are looking forward to what Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Sanatana Goswami, because they are really wonderful. Yeah, today we are reading these beautiful verses. And I always feel extremely fortunate when we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita or the other scriptures that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And today it is also a very special day, because it's an anniversary day from Srila Prabhupada. And on the end of my presentation, I will read something for you, purifying, and for myself, my purification. Prabhupada said in the purport, yes, in the translation, Sanatana Goswami said, I'm very insignificant living entity. I'm low and poorly behaved. can easily relate to it. But he is only saying that because to help us to come to the understanding that we are actually very fallen. And we are extremely grateful for the Srila Prabhupada who gave us this knowledge that we can come to our senses and that we can understand that we really poor and that we were low behaved before we came in Krishna consciousness. Because when we start our Krishna consciousness, we notice that we have to give up a few things, what is not really interesting to make spiritual progress. That's why Srila Prabhupada gave us the four rules and regulations. In the beginning, maybe that will be a little bit difficult to follow, but slowly by slowly, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, the holy mantra, they will help us to purify ourselves. Because that is mentioned many, many times in different times in the books of Srila Prabhupada, the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. Because chanting Hare Krishna makes us connect with the Lord in the heart. And that is how we easily can purify ourselves. 2 weeks, I want to share some nice thing what happened 2 weeks ago. I had a guided tour. And I hope that you don't mind that I many times speak about the guided tours. I had a guided tour and there was one lady and she was interesting in Krishna consciousness, but in a very simple way. On the end of the guided tour, she asked me if we could sit together and if she could talk to me a little bit about what is going on and of how she could join, and she had some questions. And of course, I'm always fairly interesting when people want to talk with me about Krishna consciousness. Dus I was sitting on the bench outside. It was nicely weather, it was not raining. And she was asking, because she saw some devotees picking up the flowers to make the garland. And she was asking me, do these devotees also pray to the flower to ask the flower permission if they can take it? And I was thinking, this is a very special soul to have such kind of question. And I said, it is very nice that you have such a kind of question already. Because maybe they are not praying to the flower if they can pick it. But what they are doing, they are chanting Hare Krishna. And because the flower is extremely fortunate, because he is used for a garland, for Radha Gopinath, or for Gornitai, or for Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, what you just saw on the altar. And he said, do you don't want to be a flower and on the garland of the Lord? And she was looking at me and she said, oh yes, that will be extremely ordinary. And then she was asking about the trees and about, do you also cutting trees here? And I said, no, normally we don't do that. But when we have to do it, because the tree is sick, then we also feel very sad. But on the other way, the tree has given so much shade on the devotees. He is greatly benefited to only be on this property. Actually, we have actually a tree who is very sick. And he is a few hundred years old. Except the biolo who was here and who told us that the tree was sick. He said this tree is at least more than 500 years. And when he told me that, I was thinking, that was also the time that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to deliver us and to give us the holy name. I was thinking it must be a little bit in the same time, because this tree is planted here among that time of life. And I said, but now the tree is very sick. And I don't know if you know, but it is the tree on the little playground there, the big one. He's huge, very huge, but he is sick. And he will die, and it will take a few years. But at least the person who is very knowledgeable about trees, but he said it will take many years. And I explained that to the lady. I said, but when it is necessary, after maybe, I don't know how many years, then we are forced to cut it down, because otherwise he can fall, and maybe there are people around or children. Guess what? Yesterday, the same lady came to me. She's coming all the way from the Flemish part. And she said, Mother, please, can I ask you something? And I said, yes, of course, so nice to see you again. She said, I thought about this tree, and I want to do something good about this tree. She said, do you give me permission? I said, but what do you want to do for the tree? She said, I went to the boutique, and I bought a beautiful stone, a precious stone, and it has the form of a heart. And she said, I want to offer this stone on the feet of the tree, to ask the tree to clean his heart. And I was saying, okay, cleaning the heart is very nice, but we have to chant Hare Krishna, because you are not curing the tree. The stone is not curing the tree. But when we chant Hare Krishna, and when Krishna wants, all these steps will help to cure the tree. Even you are coming and have this wonderful intention, the stone will help, and also your meditation, the mantra, will help. And actually, when Krishna wants to cure him, he can do it immediately. But I said, I find it so extraordinary, special, that you came all the way to be concerned about a tree who is in the garden of Radha Gopinath. And Krishna will not forget you, that you were doing this and coming all the way with your good intention. We can see, and I was explaining many times already also in the temple, in this presentations, the people who are coming here, they are not ordinary. They are extremely special, because they hear the holy name, they are chanting Hare Krishna, and they come to just inquire what they can do more. This morning I met this beautiful boy sitting on the stairs, and I was asking, please, can I pass by? And he immediately makes some space for me, and he comes here for the first time. I saw him jumping in the temple room with the kirtan of Jamastami Prabhu, and it's so nice. Because when we do that, we have really contact with ourself, with our soul. Because the soul is connected with God, with Krishna. And when we are chanting Hare Krishna, what Srila Prabhupada has so painstakingly given us, then we can contact with Krishna in the heart, and we become happy. And it is maybe not going overnight, but it will come again and again when we inquire and when we continue chanting Hare Krishna. And I'm extremely happy to see you here, and also the other guest who came yesterday. It is very nice to sit here and to listen to some lecture about Krishna. We all get purified from it. Myself get purified, and you get purified. And I know for sure that Krishna is planting a seed in the heart of everyone who comes here. And that seed is fructify in some time. Some takes a long time, and others take a little time. But it is not necessary. Time is not relevant to become Krishna consciousness. Time is Krishna anyways. Yeah? And I was saying already, today is a very special day, because it is Srila Prabhupada's, then he come to America and give us all this knowledge what we have available to learn who is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, how we can connect with Krishna or God. Doesn't matter how you call him, we speak about the same. And Krishna is giving us the intelligence to take the right decisions. I have decided today because of this special day, to read from Srila Prabhupada's poem. Many devotees have heard this poem already for many times. And I was thinking, it would be nice, and I hope that I still have it now in the... my computer is funny. When I sit here, he's just playing around with me. At home, everything is fine. But when I sit here, then he's doing strange things. And I think, okay, you know, what can I do? But I would like to read this poem. And it is as follow. There is a little word, what is the devotee who found the poem from Srila Prabhupada, and then I will read it for you. Several years after Srila Prabhupada first arrived in America, a disciple discovered the diary he had kept during his passage from India on the steamship Yaladuta. Inside was a poem, handwritten in Bengali, that Srila Prabhupada had written on board the ship just after he had arrived in Boston Harbor. The poem beautifully captures Srila Prabhupada's first impressions of Western civilization and reveals his heartfelt determination to change the consciousness of America. And of course, not only of America, but also all other countries. But in that time, he was just coming to America. That was the first place Srila Prabhupada put his lotus feet on the western part of the land. The poem is going as follows. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me, but I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why should you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have to taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. They have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I'm simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have become under the control of illusory energy of your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of the Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives them with submissive aural reception, then he will be able to understand your message. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.70.21, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrefutable fact. At the time loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion, rajas and ignorance, tamas and lust and desire, kama, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes happy. This established in the mode of goodness, the man rejuvenated by loving service to the Lord gains liberation from material association, mukti, and comes to know scientifically of the personality of Godhead. Thus the knots of the heart and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The cane of fruitive actions, karma, is terminated when one sees the self as master. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion. And thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benedictions so that I can convince them. For I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or a failure, as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make me power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel and gladden it, and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. It is signed the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, Asay Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Yaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA. The date, 18th of September, 1965. In this beautiful prayer, Srila Prabhupada is pouring his heart to Krishna. And he is presenting himself as a beggar, as a person who is completely depend on Krishna. And that is the way how we can pray to Krishna. When we are chanting the holy name and we are trying to connect with Krishna in the heart, then we become purified and then Krishna will reveal to us what he actually expecting from us, what he wants from us, how he wants us to live our life in peace with the Lord in the heart and with peace with our environment. And that's not only people, but also the earth and also everything what is around, because everything belongs to Krishna. And when we use it for Krishna, then also flowers or a tree get greatly benefited from it. I also want to share with you one prayer, and that is a prayer of Brahma. It is a very beautiful prayer, and I know for sure that you know him maybe already, but for me it is a prayer that I really read almost every day. Tatenukampam susamik samano bunyane vatmakritam vipakam ritvak vapurbi vidanam namaste jiveta yomukta padesadaya bak. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. This is a beautiful prayer from Brahma after when he had stolen the calves and the cowherd boys. He recognized that he made a big mistake. And first Brahma was very proud and he was thinking, this little boy is not God, that cannot be true. Thus he was testing Krishna. And we sometimes also testing Krishna. I remind things from the past. Before I became in Krishna consciousness, I was also trying that God could reveal something to me. But of course, Krishna of God is not coming on our own accord to just call him or we go to a shop and we buy something. No, it's not like that. But Brahma actually, when he saw that Krishna had just made other cowherd boys and other cows, he thought, oh, I make a big mistake. But at least he came in front of the Lord and he was saying this beautiful prayer. And he said, please bestow your causeless mercy on me. Even when I have to go through all my suffering and all my reactions from my misdeeds in the past, please, when I am coming in before you, you will bless me. And that is not only a prayer from Brahma, but it is also a prayer what we can use when we have some thoughts or when we have some difficulties or even when we are happy. It is good to read these prayers because that's purifying for us and it makes us that we contact with the Lord in the heart. And it is so easy, but many times we forget. And today it is a very special day. I want to thank all the devotees who are here. And my grateful thank is going to Srila Prabhupada, who gave us all this knowledge and painstakingly giving us the holy name. And I also want to thank all the followers of Srila Prabhupada, special also his personal disciples. Thank you, Prabhu. Because they did such a wonderful job. In their most simple way, they were trying to help Srila Prabhupada to set up this ISKCON and this Hare Krishna movement. And we are all greatly in debt by all these disciples of Srila Prabhupada, what they did for us, because they brought such an extremely sacrifice. In the beginning, there were no books. There were only lectures from Srila Prabhupada. And because of listening to Srila Prabhupada, they became inspired. And slowly by slowly, Srila Prabhupada gave them some service to make a Back to Godhead magazine, of make a flyer, of helping to type the lectures that Srila Prabhupada was putting on tape. And because of them and because of their sincerity and their love for Srila Prabhupada, we are extremely indebted by them. And don't forget, we are sitting here in this beautiful castle. We don't deserve it, but we got it because of Srila Prabhupada and because of his followers. I will wish you a very nice day today. It is beautiful sunshine. The rain is maybe stopped, I hopefully, for the whole day. I wish you a very nice day. And please, today is a very nice day to pray to Srila Prabhupada to help us to continue in our spiritual life and that we never be able to give up. Thank you very much. If anybody has to say something, or to correct, or to have a question, please do so. We have a little time. Okay, have a nice day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.